Well, this is Brad.
Brad, this is Phil Rice calling.
Hey, Phil, give me one moment. I'm just going to move to another room, and I'll take a call, okay?
Sure. I'll hold.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, is that okay? Is that okay? Cool. I'm going to go over there.
Hey, Phil, thanks for waiting. How are you doing?
I'm okay. And this may come across as a kind of a strange phone call to you, but my situation is I have a doctor's appointment, and I need to leave in about 10 or 15 minutes. And so I know that we're not really going to be able to have a good conversation. I'm probably going to have to at some point say, look, I need to go, and then just hang up. So I want to just get that out right now. I'm not being rude.
Sure.
I'm not hanging up on you, but I've got a very limited time frame for this call. What I'm trying to do is accomplish one or two things that I can use to set up a call, hopefully later today. I've got a busy afternoon planned, and I can't promise you that I'm going to call you at 4, but I'm going to do my best to call you later today at 4 o'clock. I think you said you were going to be free between 4 and 5. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. So I'm free,
Okay.
Free from 4 to 5, yeah.
So I'm going to make a strong commitment, but not a promise, that I'll call you at 4, and then I think we should be able to accomplish everything that I hope to in that call. What I want to do is give you at least one thing that I'm going to ask that you do to prepare, so that I'm going to ask you to listen to a phone call. I have a recording of the phone call that I want you to listen to. And I think it takes 10 minutes, of which about 2 or 3 minutes are important and the other minutes are not. But I think you're probably going to wind up having to sit there and listen for 10 minutes to get it. And so I'm hoping if I can, I've got that published on the internet, and if I tell you where to find it, ask that between now and 4, you take the 10 minutes and listen to that recording so that when I talk to you about it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Do you think I can do that?
I didn't hear
what
you
said. I'll have time to
okay.
do that.
All right, good. So, and the other thing, I want to do this right now, what I'm thinking about, I don't want to forget about it, is I want you to help me spell your last name. So go ahead. I've got a pen in hand.
Yeah, it's spelled like Weedig. So W-E-D-I-G.
E-I-G. W-E-D-I-G. Is that right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, good. So there's one of two things we can do. I can just read you the URL over the phone, and you can write it down. And in theory, that would work. It's not a terribly long thing. I know from experience that oftentimes that doesn't work because of one reason or another. It gets garbled or people don't. The other thing that I might do is send you an email with a link. If I can send you an email right now, I will. I'll have a link. All you have to do is just click on it, and it will take you directly to where the phone call is. So you tell me, which do you prefer? Do you want me to just try and tell you the URL now, or do you want me to send you an email?
Go ahead and give me that URL.
All right. So are you ready? Do you have a pen in hand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm just going to say it, and then I'll spell it out for you. So it's https://www.mkgappraisal.com/, and then it's a letter 2024, all is one word, and all lowercase. Letter 24 underscore 10.htm. And so probably the part that I'll need to spell for you is MKG appraisal. It's Mary Kangaroo Grapefruit, and then the word appraisal, APPRAISAL.com.
What was? Give me that forward slash stuff again.
Okay.
After that, yeah.
All right. So starting at the very beginning, HTTPS colon, and then two forward slashes, and then www. And then it's mkgappraisal.com. And tell me when you're ready for the rest of it.
I'm ready.
Okay. So after mkgappraisal.com, there's another forward slash. And then this all comes as one word now. It's letter 2024 underscore 10. So letter, all lowercase, 2024, underscore, the number 10, numeral 1, numeral 0, and then dot htm. And if you're in front of a computer where you could type that in right now, I'll tell you what to do once you get there. Is that going to be, are you going to have to go back to the other room to do that?
I am on a computer. I use my computer as a phone as well. So everything's.
All right. So if possible, let's just confirm that this is going to work for you.
Okay, it's not really working for me, I tell you.
Yeah, all right. So I'm not surprised. This seems to always happen.
And I'll give you my email. And I think it'd be good for you to have my email anyway. So,
right. Go ahead.
So it's my first initial B as in boy.
Right.
And then my last name, so Wedig.
W-E-D-I-G, right.
At A-L-D.
A-L-D. Right, I got it.
Yeah, dot L I B.
Got it.
Dot CO. Dot US.
US. All right, so stand by. In the subject line, I'm just going to put the word link. And I'm going to click send right now. And this normally takes about 1 minute or less. You should receive something more or less right away. And if this doesn't work, which also happens with regularity because you've got a spam filter at your end, the way for us to get around that is just to have you send me an email and I'll click reply. And I'm getting dangerously close to when I'm going to need to leave here.
Okay.
Do you want to try sending me an email?
Yeah, why don't you give me your email before you leave here?
Yeah, all right. So it's Again, I'll say it and then spell it for you. It's phil.rice@mkgappraisal.com. So phil period R-I-C-E, and then the at sign, and then the letters M-K-G. That's Mary Kangaroo Grapefruit. The word appraisal, APPRAISAL, mkgappraisal.com.
Okay. Well, I will send you an email, Phil. Oh, I just got something from you. All right.
All right, good.
So, and I'm on the page, yes.
All right, so I'm going to warn you, I've got your name spelled horribly wrong here. It's because when you leave a message, it comes to me transcribed by a robot, and the robot sometimes has trouble with people's names. I went back and actually listened to your message and had a better understanding of your name, but I wasn't sure how to spell it. So
okay.
I can fix that, and we'll try to do that. But anyway, do you see where I've got your name on the top line? Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, and then directly below that is the word phone. And directly below the word phone is the word call, and call is a link. It shows up on my computer in blue type.
Yeah.
Or if you click on the
yep.
word call, and let's just confirm that that's going to play that tape recording for you.
Yep, I hear it.
Okay. So I can't sit here for the 10 minutes it's going to take, and it doesn't matter if you do it right now, but if you can listen to that, between now and 4, I'll have a few comments. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I do have something in mind that I would like to just say about the call, but in the end, I'm just going to leave it entirely up to you what you want to do. Maybe you'll decide that you don't think there's anything to do, and if that's what you decide, that'll be okay with me. But if you'll just listen to it, then I will feel like I've accomplished what I wanted to. And so let's leave it at that for now, and then we'll talk at 4. Are you okay with that?
I'm good with that, Phil.
All right, good. So thanks for being patient with me. And as I said, I'll do my best to call you at 4. And if I can't call you at 4, it's my hope that we'll be able to work something out tomorrow. I don't really have anything scheduled tomorrow that's going to represent a problem for me. So if you don't hear from me today, maybe early tomorrow, you could send me an email or just a message that would suggest a good time to call. I should be able to accommodate your schedule, although early in the morning normally is not good for me. So anytime after 10, let's say. Does that sound okay?
I have some time. Yeah, I have some time in the afternoon.
All right.
So.
But as I said, I'm going to make a diligent effort to call you at 4, and I suspect with about 85% confidence that's exactly what I'll do. So I'll look forward to talking to you later today. Thanks, Brad.
All right. You too, Phil. Bye.
All right.